The Senate Judiciary Budget Division Committee will come to order. Today is Tuesday, February 27th, in the year 2007. We're in room 125 in the Capitol. First item is Senator Higgins, Senate File 675. May the record show that we do have a quorum.
Mr. Chair, this bill would restore some bail proceeds that previously had been earmarked by statute to the municipalities in Hennepin County. During the 2006 legislative session, the judicial branch pursued some cleanup legislation to remove obsolete references and provisions, and that got added to an omnibus bill, and an incorrect repealer in that omnibus bill led to the repeal of the law that that we're now trying to put back in. And that law required Hennepin County District Court to disperse non-felony forfeited bail to the municipality in which the offense occurred. Since July 1st, 2006, these bail proceeds have mistakenly been credited to the state's general fund. A companion 1963 law that was not repealed requires the municipalities in Hennepin County to pay for the Hennepin County Workhouse, and the bail proceeds were intended to help the municipalities pay for those costs. So this bill is restoring the repealed 1963 law, and it also reclaims the funds that should never have gone into the general fund in the first place. And for fiscal year 2007, that's about $200,000 to reimburse the municipality. The 2008 and 2009 fiscal year, it redirects that money back into the program where it should have been all along. And just so you know, this doesn't affect the Hennepin County District Court budget. It's only a pass-through to the municipalities. And to answer questions, I have Mark Thompson from the Judicial District, the Hennepin County District Court, and he is the court administrator.
Mr. Thompson.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman.
Are you willing and ready to offer some wisdom, or do you feel that Senator Higgins?
I am, Mr. Chairman. Members, this at the beginning of spring training season, I suppose this is an example of a swing and a miss. Last year, we did a cleanup bill as we went state-funded for the entire court system over the last 6 years. The effort of the cleanup bill was to do away with things which were no longer pertinent in statute, which didn't apply to a unified district court that was state-funded. One of the things we did away with was an agreement in 1963 that is before you right now, which is unique to Hennepin County because the workhouse was owned by the city, then sold to the county with a provision that Hennepin County municipalities would pay a per diem, an overnight charge, for the cost of the incarceration of misdemeanors. This is unique to Hennepin County. As a quid pro quo for that in 1963, a group of well-meaning legislators here trying to offset those costs said, uniquely we will then make sure that the bail monies that are forfeited, though they will not add up to the amount the cities will pay for these overnight charges, will go back to the cities. And they have, in effect, for 40 years, but really part of general revenue going back to the cities, where it, for the most part, goes right to the police departments. For example, in the city of Minneapolis, this is the equivalent of one police officer.
We desperately need that.
I think so.
Any questions of Senator Higgins or Mr. Thompson?
Not, Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 675 be recommended to pass and be laid on the table for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill.
We do have a fiscal note. Is there anything that we need to deal with on that?
Well, Mr. Chairman, members, it's going to cost $720,000 over the course of the next biennium to reimburse.
Put it back to where it was.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are there any questions of Mr. Turner? better.
Mr. Chair, 700, whatever you said, out of the budget where we're supposed to go last year is going to be paid back. We're going to pay them back, is that correct? Plus this amount of money approximately is going to be coming.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ingebrigtsen, it's $240,000 a year. So, and we're going to make up the bill makes up fiscal year 2007, and then we project 2008, 2009.
Yeah.
So it would be a total of $720,000.
Got it.
Further questions? Is there anyone in the audience who wants to speak on this issue?
I want to see that, yeah.
$240,000 each year and then plus the
$200,000? My note reads, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, Senator Higgins, there's $200,000 in expenditures, but then we've got $40,000 in revenue. Would Jim King want to address that?
Would you please state your name for the record?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Jim King from the Department of Finance. In fiscal year 7, the total net impact is $240,000. There's both an appropriation to finance estimated at $200,000, and there's anticipated loss of revenue, depending on when the bill would be actually enacted, of $40,000. And it should have the total net impact of $240,000 because the bill's intent is to go back and fix it in this fiscal year, and that is the amount that we had included in our forecast for this particular item.
Are there any questions, Mr. King? Thank you. And Mr. Higgins renews her motion that this Senate File 675 be laid over for possible inclusion in the omnibus bill or whatever we end up. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor indicate by aye.
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 Contrary, nay. Motion prevails.
Thank you.
Senator Betzel, Senate File 322.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. This is a bill that actually got quite an extensive hearing in the Judiciary Committee, and Senator Ingebrigtsen is not on that committee, but I think the other members might recall this. This deals with early intervention in civil commitment cases where a woman is chemically dependent, but not to the extent that she is abusing alcohol or other derivatives to the extent that she could be actually committed, because the standard there is habitual and excessive. And if an individual meets that threshold, they can be civilly committed into as a chemically dependent or a mentally ill person. But the situation that we had, and we had a doctor from, her name was Lydia Karras, who works at an inner city clinic and testified about the fact that you have a very small group of women are pregnant. There's a significant risk of fetal alcohol syndrome, risk of damage to the brain or the physical development of the fetus, and many women will get it. They'll try to hold their abuse of chemicals in check. A very small group will not, and rather than try to have a bill that will subject every woman who is pregnant who is using alcohol subject to civil commitment, which would be quite broad, this simply limits it to something we already have in statute called early intervention, which would allow the court on a petition for civil commitment to basically order a pregnant woman who is abusing alcohol, inhalants, or other derivatives into some sort of a treatment program for up to 21 days. As I say, it's sort of a mini commitment. It's basically intended to get the attention of the woman. Now, because this is a budget division, I did not ask Dr. Karras to take her time off from her clinic to come down here today, and I don't think I could have gotten any other expert witness. But as you can see from the preliminary fiscal note, there really is no perceived cost to this, but we sent it to the Finance Committee just to be sure. Interestingly enough, Senator Berglund has a bill that's kind of in this area as well, too. It already went through the Health Committee. It made it to the floor, and then it has been pulled off of general orders and sent to the Judiciary Committee. So we may have the opportunity to see what's in her bill and maybe marry up some elements of this one as well, too. So there really isn't anything here, I think, that needs to go into a budget bill, Mr. Chair, and I do stand for any questions on it, and I don't have anybody else here on this bill. So.
All right. Members, do we have any questions of the author in this matter? Apparently not.
Mr. Chair, I think the appropriate thing would be to do just to send this to the Finance Committee. If it's the will of the Finance Committee to send it to the floor, that's possible. I'll certainly talk to Senator Berglund when her bill shows up in Judiciary, and maybe these bills can be married together at some point. So I'll move that Senate File 322 be recommended to pass to the Finance Committee.
Heard the motion and discussion on the motion. Anyone in the audience that wishes to speak to the issue? Apparently not. The motion, all those in favor indicate by aye.
Aye.
Contrary, nay. Motion prevails. That completes the agenda, and you're through for the day.
Yay.
Short page.